Now, this is Haggai chapter 2, the Seahawk segment 2. In the 4th and 20th month, verse 10, of the 9th month in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, What is the law? The law is merely the governmental organ to know whether you're lining up to give a civil body politic, to become civilized, okay? Especially when you have seared conscience operating around you. And so you have to bring people into the rod of the law. Well, law or Torah is actually just the teachings and instructions of God. So when you refuse the law, you refuse God and his instruction. That is a foolish thing to do. Verse 11, thus says the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, who do they go and ask? The priests. Why? Because you are a royal priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. Of Christ, you read your Bible and you put it into application. This word, if anyone bears holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Okay, so there were sanctification, holiness laws. There are things that you do, and your garment is your works. And if you carry something holy in your skirt, and your skirt touches the bread or something else, some other, you know, item of food, it does not become holy. Okay? So the holy meat, your flesh has to be made holy by the works, by walking out those works. And it doesn't mean because your works do not validate by touching bread, it doesn't make other things holy. All right? You understand the principle here? Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Okay. And this is the whole parable of the unclean birds if they touch flesh. You know, the priest could not touch something that was dead. Why? Because death signifies corruption and it's the sting of sin. And if you're to minister to the living God, he is the God of life. He is not the author of death. Our own carnal flesh, our own unclean meat, you know, and touching dead things, these are the things that defile us and our walk with God, our works. Then answered Haggai and said, so it is this people. And so it is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now, why? Because they're not under the government of the living God. They're not serving that. They're serving, we'll say, as the state and the dead politics. The house is out of order, and it must be straightened out. And now I pray you consider from this day for upward and from before a stone was put upon a stone in the temple of the Lord. We are talking about building the temple of which we are. And the glory rests in us now. And if we are not doing it God's way, building it God's way, according to his teachings and principles and walking in his righteousness, then that glory is not there. Even if there are signs and wonders or whatever, there is a counterfeit spirit in the apostasy that is operating. Since those days were, when one comes to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. And when one come to the press vat for to draw 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hands, and you turned not to me, says the Lord. When there is drought, when there is famine, when you are not producing what the land says, there's a problem here. God's trying to get your attention. You're getting a whooping. Hello? You're getting the discipline, the rod of discipline. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth from this day. I will bless you. Now, these are the seven species here that it's calling. So this is a fall issue. Okay, the fall hasn't brought forth. The harvest time hasn't brought forth. The prophetic harvest time at the fall feast. But God says, yet, okay, I'm going to bless you. Why? I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all labors of your hands, yet you turn not to me, the Lord says. So consider this. Consider it. From this day forward, from the mind, says the fact, when you started to lay the temple, oh, the temple is the problem for the agricultural prosperity. The Lord's house is out of order. Now, if you lay this temple right, if you put my house back in order right, according to the, what? The instructions of the Lord, under the his headship, okay, then even though the seed isn't in the barn yet, we haven't entered into spring yet, okay, we haven't had fall, but we haven't entered into the day of when, you know, the spring comes, the blossom, and then we have the fruit, the fall fruit. God says, yeah, I'm going to bless you anyway, because you've gone back to, you are doing, and you will build the temple according to the statutes, precepts, laws, according to the author and finisher, okay? Under the headship of the master, not under the headship of the Masonic political structure or whatever other religious structure that's influencing. And again, the word of the Lord came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, says, okay, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor. Okay, California, we're talking to you. This governor is not going to be here, sir. And of Judah, he is out. We don't need a Buddhist Jesuit governor. Okay, we don't need it. We don't need it. We have the book of law in our hands. We know what to do. We need to do it. Speak to Zerubbabel saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Again, God is saying, I'm going to shake all this. I'm going to shake you down. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride upon them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. Internal conflict. Brother against brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, so that means there's going to be a change in the government. And the signet ring is the authority. It has the seal and the authority of Almighty God. Oh. Okay, so now we're talking about these two eagles, this double portion. There are two prophecies about the shakings. And the first one was the land and the sea. So the eagle was the significant of the land, carnivore, flesh eater. He's going to eat the dead meat in the garments. They're unholy in his church, in his priesthood. He's going to go in after them. And they're going to be shaken. And shake the heavens in the spiritual realm and the earth. And then the second prophecy talks about the shaking again. Only this is over the nations now. The United Nations, the nations, the kingdoms of this earth, the world are going to are shaking and going to be shaken by the Seahawk. A Seahawk over the sea signifies the nations. It's like it says in Revelation, I believe it's 11, you know, the beast. There was a beast on the land and the sea. The angel had its foot on the land and the sea. And we will see the change of government. The governor is out. He's going. And this is a double portion. This is a double year. It's a double jubilee. It's the day of the vengeance of our God. And as it says in the book of Enoch, this is written in the book of Jude. Let me just read the book right here. Let's just read the book. Okay. All right. Here we are. At the time of Enoch. All right. We're speaking evil. And Enoch. Also, the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. Now, not just on Sinai. The Jews will tell you, oh, the Lord came and all the saints. And of course, it says in Hebrews that the law was given by angels, but Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is the law above that. He is the fulfillment of the law, and as we follow him, he sanctifies us and fulfills his laws in and through us. 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. And this is our trumpet. This is our shofar. The king's coming. You need to repent. This is the double portion of Elisha. Okay? That comes against Jezebel, and Leviathan is the serpent over the seas, the nations, as Hobbes says, the Leviathan. It's about political concepts, Machiavellian, etc., where the wicked rule the earth and have destroyed it according to Revelation. Oh, okay. And the spirit of Elijah comes against Jezebel. She's out of order, and she worships the wrong gods. And, oh, guess what? She's married to the Israeli king, Ahab. Okay, so these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words. Oh, haven't we seen that in the political, theater of the absurd? Having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And if some have compassion, speaking, making a difference, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, to him, that's God, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, I said that I was going to talk about the new state of California. This is all political, and they're finally coming back to, wait a minute, which laws are we under? Who has our back? Only God does. Only God can do this. God is desirous to sanctify his name and his people and establish the proper role of government. And in a civilization, the cornerstone is the family unit, which has been destroyed by the socialist nanny state, practices that is allowing the taxpayers, enslaving the taxpayers in California, to bear the burden for illegal sanctuary and amnesty and underwriting everybody else and crushing and driving out those who are the righteous. These things are about to be turned over. The time of turning and overturning is upon us. Make no mistake. The time of shaking and removing. Shaking, 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 shaking. This is the double portion, and this will be a resource overlap. And there are people who are still under quote and need to get a lot of the leaven out of their legalese thinking, because one of the huge judgments on the book of Sodom, according to the book of Jasher, was not just the perversion with angels and Nephilim and sexual perversion and crossing, boundaries over hybridization and chimeras, all those things that happened pre-Noah flood that brought judgment on the earth and corrupted God's intention. But it was the judges, those who had gave the law and arbitrated over the law. And they did not judge righteously. And they did not judge. It was twisted and skewed. And they learned how to work with the system, the people who told them, who were corrupted, how they were to rule. The people ruled, and the corruption of the people ruled on every level. And hence, as it says in the book of, I believe it's Micah, let me go there. Many of the books of the scriptures address this, but in the book of Micah, I'm going there. Thank you for bearing with me. 776. The word of the Lord that came to Micah, Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, and the king of Judah, when he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem, hear, all you people, hearken to earth and all therein that is, and let the Lord be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. Okay, it says all you people means all you nations. You need to listen up. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains shall be molten under him. We got volcanoes all over the world blowing out, and the valleys shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and we have earthquakes, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place, for the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. And who is Jacob? Jacob's Judah. Okay, and Israel is the whole house of Israel. We'll take this inclusive, what is supposed to be under the king of Israel, the king of the Jews, Yeshua. Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of the field and as plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundation thereof. The foundations are going to be shaken. If they are, what can the righteous do? And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the hires thereof shall be burned with fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate, for she gathered it of the hire of the harlot. She was a freaking prostitute. Excuse me. She was a prostitute. She, every corner, there were beds on the corners, and she opened her legs and displayed her wares. Those would be all the idols, all the demonic prince, all the judicial system, you know, that's under the Masonic laws, and the Mormons that are under Masonic laws, and the Roman Catholic Church, etc., 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 ad nauseam, because what? Religion is big business. And resources drive politics. But Jesus provides the atonement and the way in and the ultimate surrender to his order on Mount Zion. For she gathered and the hire of the harlot, and they returned to the hire of a harlot. In fact, they used the harlot's hire that she got for their religious purposes. Therefore, I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the dragons. Oh, what are the dragons? Leviathan. And mourning is the owls and the jackals, for her wound is incurable, for it has come to Judah and has come to the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Declare you it not at Gath, weep you not at all at the house of Ephrah, and roll yourself in the dust. Pass you away, you inhabitants of Saphir, having your shame naked. The inhabitants of Zaanah came not from on the morning of Beth-El-Zel. He shall receive view his standing, for the inhabitant of Maroth waited carefully for the good, but evil came down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. O you inhabitants of Lachish, bind the chariots to the swift beast. She is the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgression of Israel were found in you. Therefore, you shall give presents to Moresheth-Goth. The houses of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. Yet will, this is the word of the Lord, I bring an heir to you, O inhabitant of Maharasha. He shall come to Adullam, the glory of Israel, make you bald and roll you delicate children, and enlarge your baldness as eagle, for they are gone into captivity for you. So if there's no real repentance, then there's captivity for you.